Welcome to Crippled System, episode 182. Now Rodimus Prime free.
No, never. He's always in our hearts.
No.
Well, no. Yes.
Well, this is going to a nice, glorious start. Anybody got some topics or announcements?
Announcements.
Well, yeah, because we have a Madison event next Saturday. This coming Saturday.
Saturday.
This coming Saturday is Andy has a charity. Who's the Boss going on?
Who is the boss?
I believe it's Angela.
I think so too.
Not Monica, definitely not. Or Mona, rather. Mona, not Monica. It was Angela, Mona. Samantha, Mona. Wasn't that a woman who was on there? There's Angela. The boss? Yeah.
It's Angela and Mona.
Yeah. And Samantha. There's a Samantha.
Yes, there is.
Samantha is, yes. Brian knows exactly who Samantha is.
Yes.
Yeah. It was many, many teen years and 20 years and 30 years and 40 years.
It is indeed noise. Hey, the ship in Galaxy...
Trucker.
Galaxy Trucker.
You okay?
Galaxy Quest. Express.
Yeah, the one.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
The
Milano.
The Milano, yes. Named after her.
Which, that didn't sink in the first time I watched it. It's like, Milano, that's a space-sounding name. Like, it didn't just sink in that it's named after Alyssa Milano.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you 100%
sure? Yeah. I'm 100% sure that it's named after Alyssa Milano.
Not after a cookie.
Milano.
No, it's Alyssa Milano.
It could be a cookie.
No, the director has confirmed that it's named after
Alyssa Milano. Plus, I mean, with the age, it makes sense of the character.
With her age.
So, Who's the Boss is happening.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday. We have a ton of new things coming to Who's the Boss. I've got a couple new casters that are going to make appearance on the wheel.
A new faction, Eberblight.
Eberblight, yes.
Eber.
I've already fixed that.
That's a shame. I should have just let it go to post.
No. Well, no.
We're on page two of topics already.
Page two.
I don't know how many of those are Brian farting. At least two of them.
Isn't that relevant?
Yeah, the casters that I'm working on, I can't talk about, but you'll be able to see them on the wheel.
And then when is it? Who's is it? Rick that's doing the champions thing in January? Do we remember what weekend?
January 20th, maybe.
Somewhere between the 1st and the 31st, Rick is running an event.
And it's a champions format event.
Correct.
Because people requested that because it's an exciting format.
It's exciting.
I like champions, but I think a lot of people seem to feel that it's like a casual style format, but it's their replacement of hardcore. It still has the hardcore painted requirements. It doesn't really have the hardcore timing, but it's.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a casual event at all. I haven't heard people saying that. What I have heard that it's surprisingly new player friendly.
Everyone's wearing pajamas.
Well, I usually just play nude, but it's surprisingly new player friendly because they have less to have to know.
Yeah, you know? I guess you have a limited amount of casters. You have basically like I can't think right now. 66 casters?
No, 44. What?
No, there's 12 factions.
Yeah, 12. So 48. 48.
Yeah, that math.
Yeah. I forgot that there were 12. I was doing 6 and 5 instead of 7 and 5. But yeah, so there's
swearing only... Swearing not a judge.
Huh?
Swearing not a judge.
Yeah.
You're not a judge anymore?
What?
What?
I'm not a judge anymore?
Oh, I'm
what is that news?
An Inferno. Whatever you people know your titles. Anything. You're a judge. You're one of the unimportant judges.
I am correctly not important at all.
No. You are... The other judge.
I am another judge, but my title's Hungerford's favorite judge. I dibbed that. They were like, pick new titles. And I'm like, I want Hungerford's favorite judge. He's like, okay, whatever.
January 21st. Thank you, stranger.
That's Nick
Zua?
Ralzu. Nick Ralzu.
Is he another Inferno?
Yeah, he's some other Inferno.
Some random Inferno.
He's
no Chuck.
Chuck and I are going to do the team event at Adepticon again this year.
That's pretty cool.
We haven't decided whether we're going to do a good team or a garbage team.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Chuck will win with anything.
Well, he and I, we would. If I had cast Hellfire the last round of our second to last game, we probably would have won that whole event. We clocked out needing one scenario point to win, and the second to last turn of that game, the thing that ended up living in the last and contesting us at like two hit points, I just didn't bother hellfiring it.
Remember that one year you and Damaris took on me? Yeah. You guys could have done stuff you didn't.
That was pretty cool. We were winning that game, and I'm dumb, and Damaris is fat. And when you combine his size and my stupidity, we lose games.
Anything's not possible.
My models were directly in front of me, which in general, when I'm playing a game of War Machine, means I'm not in the kill box.
Yeah.
Or I'm not, you know, outside the kill box.
No, I hear you.
I'm like, hey, all right, directly in front of me, 18 inches up the table, I'm good.
To be fair, I had to have a very good poker face during your entire turn because I was secretly excited.
Yeah.
But I was like, Yeah.
Anticlimactic and disappointing, and I still
love those kind of wins. I love disappointing anticlimactic victories over an opponent who's like, "Oh, rule, I'm ha." Disappointment. I can follow through in disappointment. Ask the ladies.
I played a game against John Acker.
Did you
yesterday? And like nothing happened, and then he clocked out, and I had like 2 minutes left, and nothing had happened. It was just two armies dry humping each other.
Ooh. So you just it went
quickly. Like it didn't seem like I look over, I'm like, oh, our clocks are like done, and then he clocked himself, and hooray! it's very bizarre.
He was playing Signar too.
Yeah, it was Haley 3 versus my nothing but lesser warlocks list, and he didn't know what to do. But Haley 3 games always take forever, and so he was super denial, so my turns took forever.
He was doing the trencher.
He had no idea what to do against me, so his turns took forever.
What were you playing?
And then he ran out of clock. Rask, two Rasslers, Lanisarissal, Swamp Gobbers, and all four Lesser Warlocks.
Nice.
That's the whole list. And it's surprisingly frustrating to deal with.
That's excellent.
Yeah. I like lists that are stupid like that and surprisingly good because they annoy my opponents.
Annoying your opponent is always a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. No, I fucking got Haley 2'd the round before that and it made me sad.
Stupid Haley 2.
Going second against Haley 2 in a scenario where she can dominate on her side of the board is never
good. She had a flag or something like that.
Yeah, on her side of the board. And so all I could do was dominate on my side because I was never get to her. So it became a dominate off. And yeah. She cracked my objective and dominated one more. Well, we dominated the same number of times, but since she had cracked my objective, I lost 5-4. But, yeah, you know.
I don't like Haley 2 at all.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
No matter what edition.
Somebody's got to be the main character, and PP decided it's Haley. So all three Haleys get to be really good.
Yeah. At least 3 is good in a different kind of way. 3 is not really a denial hit good. She's just a crush your face good.
Well,
the cloud wall now, I guess.
The cloud wall too, and the ghosts, like with the new camping mechanic,
yeah.
They're way more survivable, right? Because they stay in ghost form. They're not warlocks, so they can contest. And they're like, so only magical weapons and spells can even attack us. And if you attack us, we can just slough off 5 of the damage. Mm-hmm. We can do that 4 times. And if you manage to kill us, I'll just be back next turn anyway. And so they can deny just those bitches towing in a zone.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I guess that sucks.
True that. True that.
I thought you knew that. Knew that.
Yeah. Boom.
Iggy I-G-G-Y. No.
Tonight.
You sound so enthused.
You are excited. Try not to fart.
He wants to go home and play his Star Wars dice game.
It's a card. It's Destiny.
There
are dice. It's a card game.
So it's a video game card game with dice?
No, it's a card game / dice game.
But you said it was called Destiny.
Star Wars Destiny.
Destiny. It's a video game.
It's a card game.
It's a card game that has dice.
It's a band.
Destiny's Child.
That has dice.
You get to play as Beyonce and you get to roll dice.
Some of the cards have dice associated with them and some of them don't.
Taylor Swift shakes.
Shake. Beyonce probably shakes.
Oh, she shakes.
Yeah.
I've watched that.
Still a Rihanna man. I don't get Beyonce.
You don't get it? We all racist. I don't.
Bed Bath and Beyonce.
I just
like
Rihanna. I just like in every category. I just prefer Rihanna. I think her music's better. I think she's a nicer person. I think she's prettier. I think she has fewer Jay-Z's that she's married to, which I consider a plus. I just like Rihanna.
She's also awesome in Battleship.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, Battleship is pretty awesome.
I yeah. I like the subtle thing where I don't think it was on purpose where the humans are the bad guys.
Did you see the picture or the video I posted on Crippled System?
Probably not.
It was the B-2 bomber attack.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Somebody else posted it someplace. I'm like, this needs to be posted someplace.
Somebody commented, they're like, most Godzilla fans consider this movie a travesty. I'm like, fuck you, that movie was great.
Who posted that?
I don't know. I can look up the name.
I can unfriend them immediately.
Some people don't like it, but...
You know. It's very different. The interesting thing that I posted on there is it's the first Godzilla film by Toho to be a complete relaunch of the series. Like, four or five times they've jumped all the way back and done, like, a reboot, but they've always made it the second movie. They've always kept the original film. And they've only rebooted back to a new sequel. And this is the first one to go, fuck it, all new. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was neat. It snowed today.
Yeah, it is.
There's some weather information, people are wondering. There's a weather update. It snowed, it's winter.
It sucks outside.
It's December.
No, it's great.
No, it's just people don't know how to drive.
This is
the first snow of the year. And it's basically as if you lived in the South for all of your life. And now you don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
It's going to take us, you know, a nice week before everyone realizes, oh, shit, we have to go back into snow mode.
Because there's no snow on the roads right now. Like, they got it all cleared off already and still driving. Well, your road has not been
cleared. A lot of road. What road? One road is cleared off. Like
from going down Fish Hatch, then down McKee, and then down your highway, and then down the Verona, not whatever this road here is. All of those were fully plowed. It was just your road and my road were the only two that had snow. But it's still, like, the point is, even on those roads, like, going down the highway that's normally Stoughton Road, like, that's a 70-mile-per-hour road. It's bone dry. There's no snow. And people were still going 45 just because they could see snow. And they're like, I can see snow. I better not drive.
The best part is Brian's road won't get plowed for, like, a week.
No. So here's an important question, Andy.
Uh-oh.
Did Jim watch Westworld episode 9 yesterday?
And he watched episode 9, yes.
And was he like, it's stupid now? Did he hate it?
Is he going to bother with 10, or did it infuriate him?
He said he's going to watch 10, but I did point something out to him. It's something dealing with a photograph. And he's like, aw.
Yeah.
And then I still don't know, but
nobody knows. They haven't even done, like, anything that people claim is all.
Well, yeah, nobody knows.
Some people are better at deduction than others. So some people, it's more like they quote unquote know.
Well,
things,
if you point out the photograph, I mean, that means you know things, maybe.
Well, I don't want to give away any kind of spoilers at all, but I mean,
if they haven't watched Westworld yet, they don't deserve
it. It's something that appears earlier in the series.
Yes. Yeah.
That somebody basically a robot goes crazy on.
Yeah.
Right.
So
there's implications that some plot lines might not be concurrently happening with other plot lines.
I don't need to know anymore.
I don't know anymore. I said implications.
Well, you guys have knowledge of the bad fan theory that supposedly will destroy.
First of
all
I don't think any fan. I mean, it's a fan theory, so whether it's good or bad. I don't know where someone said these fan theories are good or bad.
When you find something buried in the dirt in episode 1, and then you see it brand new in episode 9, there's implications of which episodes actually take place before other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but who knows? Like, who knows is the point, but.
The topic tonight, Legionnaires, is life. What it means to you.
Do we have a topic? Well, give us a topic, Legionnaires.
Give us a topic, dear listener, during the thing on the twitching internet.
And this will have to be done in an hour, because we have to prepare for Westworld.
We have to prepare.
Yeah, you watch it later. Backers won. Yay!
I have people coming over to watch it.
Yeah.
I have to go home and watch it with my lady friend.
Whoa!
Well, it's funny your shout filled up.
Well, hopefully she'll let you leave the house tomorrow.
Well, I have to work, so.
Well, I'm in the pocket for war games.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's
you have to stay afterwards for a little bit. I need to talk to you about something.
Hooray! I'm important.
Not too long ago.
I will mention that, you know, and I'll mention this several times, but, you know, ATC, we're like half full on teams.
I'm still not part of a team.
Three people on my team haven't really played much recently, so Dan is like, I don't really want to register it because I don't have a lot of faith in our team actually happening. Of the three people who are playing, he's like, well, someone's going to bail. Like, even if like a couple people get back into it, he's like, someone's probably going to back out on him, which I get. I would have like, hey, Dan, maybe you shouldn't have joined our team. Maybe you made a bad choice.
That's the wrong team to put
you in. You should have found someone more reliable than us because I don't know. Between me, Jeremy and Jordan, betting on all of us coming back in time to play is not a good...
Came back and won it, it would be amazing.
Yeah, but then we just have to go kick people's ass in Europe, and that'd be boring.
Be double amazing.
Yeah, they're just European. Just need team-crippled
system.
I would just quote Eurotrip the entire time I was there.
Which is an amazing movie, I mean, you should.
Yeah. It taught me a lot about
life. This isn't where I parked my car.
It's not. Shadows of Brimstone, Forbidden Fortress is what Legionnaire said. It's a very slower topic.
A lot of huge board game Kickstarters going on recently. Because there's that one, there's the Mythic Battles of Pantheon, there's the...
Which I avoided giving money to.
That's not going to help.
I was going to back it, and I knew I was going to back it, and I was just going to do the normal plus stretch goals. I wasn't going to buy all the optional stuff. And then I knew I was going to cave and spend $400 and buy everything. And then you're like, yeah, John's backing it. I'm like, I'm out! I'm not going to double dip. If I got somebody in my group who's going to spend $400 for me...
I got Deep Madness, which is a co-op horror-themed game. And I got The Edge Downfall, which was made by the guys who had Nirashima Hex.
Well, I'm glad you got Deep Madness, because I had followed it, and then for some reason I just missed that it ended, and I felt really bad that I didn't.
That game had a lot of cool minis in it.
Good.
Yeah, I backed the top end of Shadows of Brimstone.
Cool.
Brian backed up even further than that. He's gonna have a special name on the map.
Brian either doesn't back or gives them all of his money.
Yeah, like where's the all option?
Mythic actually had that, which was kind of neat.
Yeah,
had a buddy where you just push and they just gave you everything and an additional discount too, which is kind of cool.
The Shadows actually gave you an option that sold out. It was one way that they made a bunch of money. That you got the minecart version for the original Kickstarter.
Well, I think they got the idea because Kingdom Death launched like. Late into Shadows, like there's like 4 days left in Shadows, and Kingdom Death launched, and they got like $4 million in 2 days. That game confuses me, but one of their goals was $1,666, which was like everything from their first Kickstarter and this Kickstarter, and then people from Shadows like, what? And they got like almost 1,200 people back to that level.
Yeah,
so they knew that people were willing to pay, and they're like, okay, I guess people will pay a stupid amount of money for more stuff, so they just made these huge, and they probably got an extra $200,000 out of doing that.
I wish I would have known, but at the same time my pocketbook would have said no, but yeah, I would have probably paid that to get the minecart level of Shadows, because I've been trying to collect all the things in Shadows, and I'm realizing that Brian paid a lot less money than I did. Because buying everything individually, that's a lot of goddamn money.
Yes.
Well, when I spent like the cart you did is $300 and it has over $900 in retail, so you got basically $600 worth of stuff.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's what I got. That's kind of the same deal I got out of the first one. Was that with that kind of a deal?
Yeah.
Where like some of these games, like the Mythic Battle, is like pay $500 for everything and save $200, which is cool. It's still $200 you save, but it's no like $600.
Yeah.
But it's all good stuff.
Valid. But yeah. Board game Kickstarter's crazy.
Board game Kickstarters like to take my money. I've spent a lot of money on them recently. But now I got into a collectible card game, so everything's fine.
Wait, collectible? That's a collectible card game?
The Star Wars Destiny is a collectible CCG.
You moron. You foolish fool.
Hey, I have been debating the value of life recently. So I said, you know what? Let's just get a collectible card game because I don't know if there's meaning to anything.
Well, that's something to live for.
And then
I ate
a pie, and now my tummy is going. So it's really been a roller coaster of emotions.
What kind of pie?
Actually, it wasn't pie. It was a bucket of cookie dough. I just said pie.
Wait,
it sounded better.
You made a pie out of cookie dough?
No, that's a good idea. I mean, that would have been a cookie.
Can you? That would be awesome to make crust, it crust, right?
And then like fill it like so. Oh.
We just created something magical.
I think it would have to be like a custard style pie, like the chocolate silk pie, like French silk pie or something.
Just put like peanut butter crust or peanut or the cookie dough crust, a bunch of peanut butter and chocolate, and a bunch of whipped cream on it when it's all said and done.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That sounds.
I'd make that for dinner, but I think I'd kill myself.
No. Afterwards, maybe.
Maybe during.
What I'm tempted by, and I'm only tempted by it because it can be done, is I was just thinking about chicken nuggets. And I love chicken nuggets in all their forms. They're delicious. You dunk them. Joy. So Burger King has one of the best deals in fast food right now, which is 10 goddamn chicken nuggets for $1.49.
Yep,
sure. Buck and a half gets you 10 fucking nuggets. And I was just thinking to myself, man, I could order just like 10 orders of that, and I get 100 fucking chicken nuggets for $15. What a bargain! To me, it's like spamming Mad Dogs in War Machine. Like, if something's already underpriced, the more of it you get, the more underpriced it is. I can get 100 chicken nuggets and a large Diet Coke for like $17. I just want to do that for dinner one day. Let's say, you got the 10 nuggets for my bucket and a half? Yeah, can you give me 10? 10 nuggets? No. 10 orders of nuggets.
10 orders. Or you just be like, give me all of them. Like,
seriously, I can get 100 fucking nuggets for $15. Like, lunch at Chili's costs $15.
I mean, it's true. And you probably have lunch and dinner, really. I mean, you get up and you get in the morning. If they serve it for breakfast, you just go there and be like, give me 10 orders in the morning and just like snack on it all day.
Yeah, yeah, or just eat it all right then because...
Well, I say snack all day. I mean to be gone by lunch, obviously.
Obviously.
Lately, on weekends...
Just get like a feed bag that I would carry and just reach in and pull out nuggets every once in a while. What is... There's a picture... Oh, okay. So apparently there's some rooster... What's Jack from Rooster Teeth eating a large number of nuggets, apparently.
He ordered for his wedding.
Yeah.
So that was their meal that they had, was a gigantic tub of nuggets.
Those look like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
They're still fine.
Yeah, 100 nuggets. Delicious.
Yeah, eat them all once. Yeah. Lately, my trick has been I go to the store in the morning and I get lunch and dinner. I get my meals for the day, and then I have it all for lunch, and then I feel sick for the rest of the day. and then I find some other food to eat for dinner.
It's good.
And then I contemplate life and why we live it.
Well, I'm just, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about just eating a lot of meat.
Meat's
good. Well, because like I went for breakfast today at some shitty Greasy Spoon diner, and I was putting it into my meal tracker thing, and because my nihilism has subsided a little bit enough that I actually care about life kind of again.
Oh, I'm tracking the food, and I'm just like, what?
No, well, I just stopped tracking for a while because every time I pulled on, I'm like, well, I'm just going to die anyway, and then I would just smash my phone and kill a hobo. But I'm to the point where I'll track it again. And, like, I put in the pancakes, and, like, 2 pancakes, 8 million calories, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, 2 scrambled eggs, 12 million calories, and then 4 strips of bacon, 100 calories. It's like, what? Like, why don't I eat nothing but meat?
That's a paleo diet.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Atkins diet.
Yeah, but that's, like, it's...
Just no bread. Just don't eat any bread or sugar.
You know, I could not eat bread if bread wasn't the greatest tasting thing.
That's the fucking problem. Yeah. Nothing tastes as good as bread. And everything that tastes good is some form of bread. Because there's bread itself, and then there's, like, pasta.
Yep.
And, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I go get pasta and then breadsticks, and then I eat a cake afterwards for dinner, and it's just bread.
Yeah. You know,
and then I drink a beer, which is just liquid bread, and just bread.
You know what the worst thing in the world is?
Not eating bread?
Is gluten-free bread. it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's really just kale in disguise.
Yeah. I feel bad for the folks that actually have celiac disease, you know, the ones that actually require a gluten-free diet.
The 1% of people who are less that actually
yeah.
Say
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it tastes like shit. It's horrible.
Like, if you actually have celiac, you react to gluten the way vampires react to garlic. Like, if I put a slice of bread on your arm, you just burst into flames and scream. As opposed to people who, like, they'll eat, like, a whole loaf and go, I'm kind of, it's like, fuck you. You're a liar.
Yeah. You're supposed to feel the you're supposed to feel the pain after eating food like that.
Yeah.
It means, you know, you're alive.
Yeah. It tells you you're alive. You're like, oh, my stomach hurts because it's too full because I ate so much lovely bread.
I hate fashionable disabilities, you yeah. know, where you pretend to have it because it's the thing.
I mean, eating a gluten-free diet is actually, it technically is good for you-ish. I mean, the ideas of the diet.
Well, anything's bad if it's 90% of your diet. Like, a little bit of bread's not the issue.
That's why a tub of cookie dough isn't bad, because I don't have it that often.
Yeah.
Well, I just had it for dessert after I ate a whole pizza.
Cookie dough is actually kind of like the perfect food. Because you got eggs in there, yep. So there's your meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's sugar and chocolate are both vegetables, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's
what sugar and what is vegetables?
Chocolate. It's a type. It's the cacao beans, and you just grind them up and make the cocoa. You add milk to it, so it's actually milk chocolate is actually dairy and vegetables in one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the sugar is sugarcane, which is a plant. So it's all like plants and dairy and meat in there. And then the flour is the bread. So you got all 4 food groups in chocolate chip cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
So really you should eat nothing else.
Yes.
So, Nick, you mentioned here, except bursting into flames is really a different kind of bursting altogether. Vampires don't burst into flames from garlic. It's from sunlight.
No, garlic, too.
Garlic, no.
Well, like, put the garlic pizza on the guy's face and all smokes and everything in Lost Boys.
Yeah. I mean, there's different, based on your vampire history or vampire genre, it does different things.
Because most of the things you see, they'll just repel from the garlic, but you rarely see them actually be physically contacted. When you do, there's sizzling and smoking and stuff.
Hmm.
Besides, sunlight doesn't make bursts into flames if you go to Dracula. He walks around in the daytime all the time.
That's Dracula Untold.
That's most Dracula's.
Original stories.
Yeah, Dracula didn't care about
Dracula sun. Went out in the daytime all the time. It just, he couldn't use all of his magics. He was just weaker during the day, which just meant, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I still have that scene in my head with him reaching down to, trying to fly down to get his girlfriend falling off the tower.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I can't see if you are going in the sunlight.
Yeah, that was bad.
And then she can hit the ground from falling 200-400 feet and then still be able to talk an intelligent conversation other than...
Yeah, her ribs should have been sticking out everywhere. When you said Dracula Untold, for some reason my brain interpreted it as Dracula Dead and Loving It. And so I thought you were just talking
about Leslie Nielsen?
The Leslie Nielsen movie. Oh my God, he jumped off a thing to catch his girlfriend? I don't know what's happening at all here. I don't remember that. Dick jokes.
Was Eddie Murphy in that one?
Yeah, probably.
In Dracula Untold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you, Facebook, for telling much about Eddie Murphy was going to be in Star Trek 4.
What?
It's my headlines. My headlines on Facebook kept on telling me that it was like Eddie Murphy had a possible chance to be in Star Trek 4, but he got written out because he did something bad.
Okay, well, what? Like the fourth new Star Trek, back in the day?
Back in the day, Star Trek 4.
Okay,
yeah,
because he was great in Pluto Nash.
Sure,
he was in space and everything, so he has the experience.
Yeah,
needed.
Yeah. It was just a bad article. It wasn't even a good article. It was just like Eddie Murphy could have been in Star Trek 4. Like, why is this fucking trending on my Facebook wall?
All your trends should be Guardians of the Galaxy new trailer.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
That's what should be trending.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's a really good movie. You should watch it. It's pretty enjoyable.
No, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't seen the new trailer.
The guy's got a ship named after a cookie. The SS Oreo.
Yummy. I want to see that movie.
Which one?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, sounds good.
Neither of you have seen it? What are the odds?
What are the odds? I don't know.
I think we had an entire episode dedicated to it.
Probably. It's the best of the Marvel movies. I'll stand by that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm probably in the minority here. I still really like Dark World.
I love Dark World.
Of us are proud proponents of Dark World, but a lot of people poo-poo it.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. Man, I don't know good. Why. Whenever someone says ta-da, I rate it 3 extra stars.
Yeah. And him hanging Mjolnir on the coat rack. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I just liked it when Thor is jumping through multiple dimensions and Mjolnir is just trying to get back to him. He's like flying out into space.
It's
and
like the Scooby Doo chase scenes where they're going through the doors.
When you have Christopher Eccleston as a villain, he could have had better dialogue and a little bit more time. A little bit more monologue time. That would be but Marvel, I will say, half the time makes kind of weak villains. Which confuses me.
I like that Nick referenced the SS Hydrox. I was actually about to reference the Hydrox instead of the Oreo and go into a whole thing like it was the original ship and the Oreo was a recreation and stuff, but I thought that would be too esoteric, so I'm glad somebody else did it in the chat.
Esoteric. Nathan's word for the day.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Speaking
of which, people listening here and people watching live, back me up. Orthogonal is not some weird word that I'm a mutant for having in my vocabulary, right? Like, there's diagonal and orthogonal, and that's a word that everybody knows, and things move diagonally or orthogonally. Because yes, because these two, I said orthogonally, and they're like, "You're a monster.
You are a monster."
It's a normal word. Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it. Everyone just uses it in general sentence. I fucked her orthogonally.
Probably diagonally might like
no figure.
I'm gonna bend something.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Well, sure.
Yeah. No. That's not everyday talk.
Bishops use diagonal, and rooks move orthogonal.
No. I know. I understand. Yes, they do. But that's not a common.
You as a board gamer, like, how was that never a thing about adjacency in grid-based games? Whether you could count diagonally or orthogonally. Because
it's either adjacent or not adjacent. It's not like Orgamagami. Orgamawadabadoob.
Pshaw.
Yeah.
Pshaw.
Yeah, see, exactly. They all... Everyone in the chat said you're a moron.
No, that's... Fuck you. They were right if they backed me up, but since they don't back me up, they're all idiots, too.
I'm sure Travis will. You'll get the robot on your side.
Sure. Eep orp orthogonal processes. How do you people...
Somebody says, I take pride in my vocabulary and you make me need a dictionary.
It's a normal word.
I understand it is a normal word. It is not a common use word.
I thought board gamers of anything, because that thing is many games you can count things down. Like, I don't know. With, like, fucking, not Doom and not, the Descent. The Descent board game.
Yeah.
You don't need to count, like, range with weapons. And sometimes you can count diagonally as one, and sometimes... You have to only count orthogonally.
Fuck, here you go. Y'all. The robot's on your side.
Yeah.
That helped your argument.
The robot's on my side. That did not help my argument.
It's logical that it is.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, that was a fun podcast.
God damn it. Why does that keep coming up as a topic? Stop eating tubs of cookie dough.
We're fine, people. We're fine.
Is it going to be just a...
It's just alternating between other things happening and cookie dough haunting us.
No one's been affected.
You guys are fine. I'm just going to end up just... I'm not even going to transcribe that. I don't know if I can. I'm just going to probably just take a picture of it and post it as our topic
list.
He's in charge of...
We're on our 26th topic, according to this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure? Have you really
been? Yeah, he's written down 26 topics.
Yeah.
20 of them have been Brian farted, but he has written down 26 topics.
So 26 should be us talking about the topics then.
Yeah. Yeah,
topics.
Which is very meta.
We are the most meta of metas.
Yeah.
Oh. We played a lot of Overwatch this weekend. So everyone should play Overwatch. That's
game of the year or some bullshit.
It's amazing. I actually... I keep trying to play other games, and I'm like, man, this game isn't Overwatch, and I stop playing it, and I go back to playing more Overwatch, because it's just so much fun.
The best part is when we swapped over to play Heroes of the Storm, and they're like, the first, like, three matches of Heroes of the Storm was like, this is the slowest game ever, because games would take 20 minutes to complete.
And we're so used to
like, 8 minutes games, or... Less than
being able to switch characters when you needed to, and now you're like, I have to play the same character forever
for the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't go to China because I was in Overwatch a lot yesterday. I could have went to War Machine event, but I was Overwatch. My goal was to do very little, but Overwatch, and I succeeded.
I was messing with the table, and then I was Overwatching, or a wheel, that is.
Keith and I went. We both went 3-1. We both lost to Zach.
Wow, Zach is just kicking everyone's ass.
Stop.
Oh, Zach is pretty good at War Machine. Did Zach say why he didn't go to War Machine Weekend? Because I thought he qualified. I never really found out what happened there.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
He won MomCon, so he qualified, but then he didn't make it. Unless MomCon wasn't a true qualifier. Because I thought it was, but maybe he had a schedule conflict.
That was the whole thing about MomCon, is that it was a qualifier.
Yeah, and Zach won it, and then he didn't go.
I have no idea then.
I assume he just had life get in the way. But,
I should look into seeing if the... Well, it's already a qualifier for the WTC. Should see if the solo masters at the ATC could be a War Machine Weekend qualifier.
You probably could.
Triple dip.
You'd have to talk to Carl. Carl could probably make it.
Yeah, I'll talk to Carl.
But it's I don't think he has the list for new qualifiers yet, or they're very soon. I know,
Zach? Oh, Zach could not make it. Must have been able to make it. It's a shame, because Zach is really good. I would like to see Zach. Because, I mean, Zach is a very good player, and I met him. He goes, I think he does Adepticon a little bit. But I like to see him, like, you know, unleash his style on the world. It's nice to see a local player take on the world a little bit, because you know that he's good locally, but we want to see him, like...
The Midwest needs to inspire the fear it used to again
in
the War Machine community. God. We've been kind of lax.
Well, there's board games and video games to play now.
Like, I just remember when we unleashed our Menoth John at one of the Mayhem Cups.
Yeah, he did really good.
And he's crazy. He's great. I love...
He's John a little Service. Bit. I don't want to say he's he. I would call him almost like he doesn't play as many factions, but he's more. But he plays everything in his faction, and he plays it well.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have like the he can't just sit down and play any faction well, but he can play anything inside with his faction well. Right. He can catch people off guard.
Which enough practice, you know, and that's a problem I think sometimes with people who faction hop a lot is that they don't just put in the time.
Yeah.
You know, to get things down.
Well, I mean,
even caster hop within your faction. Like, sometimes you have to be methodical and just ingrain stuff until it's, you know, like Keith played Gatsby 2 probably 1,000 times.
Yeah. And that's like, the literally. Thing. If you want to do good nationally, you have to be willing to put in the time. And it's like, it's a lot of time. Yeah. I mean, at some point, you're like, eh, or I could do other things.
With the changing of the meta that's coming up, all the books being released, and with the errata itself, it's going to be hard to.
Yeah.
The book is out next week, too.
Well, I think they have some of the spoilers.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a topic, but then I remember we don't like to do spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there'll be all that stuff will be out next week.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to podcast next week though. Too.
We can't because you're gone and I'm gone.
Well, I'm not going to do anything. It's my day of do nothing. I might
any particular reason?
Yeah, my birthday.
Oh, so that's a good reason.
Yeah, I might do Andy drunkenly plays Mad Max.
That's fine. No, this Friday, you and I both need to get Dark Souls of some variety. My vote is still Dark Souls 2, and then get to the point where we can play it together. Because
why on Friday? Just because it's a payday. It's
payday.
Oh, gotcha. I thought that the Dark Souls, there's Dark Souls games, and then there's the other game that's the same Bloodborne. I've heard Bloodborne is really good. Like, there's not a reason to go back to the other ones. I mean, I guess it's fun.
From right here,
Bloodborne is really good.
Dark Souls 1 is just incredibly hard, difficult. Yeah. It's in NES Demon style.
Souls. Demon Souls, is that before or after Dark Souls? Wasn't it Dark and then Demon, then Dark 2 or no?
Well, then there's those and there's Bloodborne. I don't know. But all I know is just play all of them.
Oh. I don't know. I would like to do drunken Dark Souls. That would be... we can't whichever do Dark Souls. Yeah, we can't do Dark Souls because I don't think that's out for the PS4.
Yeah, you should actually drunkenly LARP Mad Max. Just live it.
Just live it.
Live it. I'll just we'll see you on the news.
Put a set up a GoPro on my car.
And yeah. But you need to dress like in, you know, tatters and rusted metal.
And not do anything to my car. So it's just me dressed up inside of the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
With goggles and...
Yeah. Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
That works.
That'd be great.
I'll get a mannequin head and I can be Iron Bar for you.
I eat too much.
Just in general or cookie dough specifically?
I think in life.
Did you have cookie dough today?
Is yes. That
why you're depressed?
Yes.
Oh.
You think he was joking about eating a tub of cookie dough?
It was there.
I wasn't sure if that was true or not. I
mean, fair.
Raylene saved me last week because she bought like one of those tubes of cookie dough.
Yeah.
And I was just slicing off a chunk of it like every hour or so and eating it. And then I went to work and I came home and she had baked it into cookies. And I was like, meh. Because I didn't like cookies as much as cookie dough.
Yeah, they're not as good cooked.
Yeah.
It's like carrots.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I feel like I took a picture of it and put it on Facebook, but a couple of years ago we went to a buffet at the Naughty Gal, which is up outside of Middleton.
Wait, is it a strip club?
No, it's a pun because it's a boat place thing where boats be for people. You know what they're called. Words fail.
We're gonna
buildings
we're
crumble.
Orthogonally?
Ground opens wide. Might be sound from heaven. Stands before the side. Not a harbor, because the harbor is where you put these buildings. It's the building that's in the harbor that boats are in. Anyway, the cafe there, so it's like nautical, but then they replace the C with a G, so it's a naughty gal. And so, you know, she's naughty, but it's a pun on nautical and whatever. Anyway, they had a buffet, and the point is in
was
the buffet.
Was it near water?
Yes, because boats and shit are there. It's on one of the. It's on Lake Monona. Yeah, it's on Monona. It's on the top. It's on the north edge Mona? Of Lake Monona.
Marina?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Anyway, the point is, you know, Worf, Son of Moog, one of those things.
So the point is, lost the story already.
At the buffet, they just had like a big bowl, like the giant like mixing bowls that are like 16 inches across on the top and like a foot tall. Those big bowls just shoved in the ice that was just filled with cookie dough. And that was just one of the things on the buffet was that you would just scoop up cookie dough onto your plate. And that's amazing. And that's America.
At least they kept it chilled so it doesn't warm up and cause
issues. Yeah, it was kept chilled, but, you know, just America. Just a big bowl of cookie dough on the buffet line. There's a marina. That's the word.
Dan or Dave?
What? Dan Marina.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was Dave Marina.
That's Batista. Dan Marina.
That's Batista.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. The reason why I asked if it was a buffet there at a strip joint. So I just got done watching Keanu again. And at the HBV, which is the bar that they, or the strip club that they go to, has a buffet on Tuesdays.
Yeah, which is good. And Kitten and Durag's still the cutest thing.
Kitten and everything. That kitten is amazing. He has a disease, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't tell, based on Travis's message in our thing, if he's actually a... Please, what's... That's not good.
I don't know. They're yambling about Groot. I think or about trying... raw cookie dough. I don't know.
That's what you should yell to the cops as they come to your house after you're eating tubs of cookie dough? Just, I am Groot, and just shoving more cookie dough in your face?
You just drive away. Why are cops arresting you for eating cookie dough? Something else missing a memo where it's illegal?
I think you have too many cookie dough. You start doing things you shouldn't be.
You don't eat cookie dough and drive. Yeah. Like, they pull you over and you just have, like, you know, chocolate chips in your beard.
Am I going to have to replace that chair? Because I heard that one this time.
I felt it.
Yeah, but you leaned that way, which means you aimed it towards me.
It came up both sides.
Well, that's good at least.
Packers won.
Yes, Packers did win, and if they win the next four, maybe they'll make the playoffs.
At 10-6.
Yeah. Fuckers.
Oh, people are quoting things on her.
Yeah, but Packers are fucking terrible.
Packers.
What's annoying is they're tied right now for seasons in a row getting to the playoffs. They're at 7, and so are the New England Cheaters. And it would be really annoying if those pieces of shit got in again and the Packers didn't. That's all I'm saying, is that I hate the New England Patriots, and I want them to die.
Did the Badgers lose yesterday?
Probably.
Yeah, they did. They lost. They're in the Cotton Bowl, though. It's
The thing about...
Is that the racist one?
I don't know.
The thing about the NCAA college football is that literally everybody gets into a bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you go 0-12, and they're like, hey, you're in the Monkey Bread Bowl.
They have the playoffs now, so that's a little bit different.
Yeah, they do the playoffs, and then everybody's in a bowl.
Yeah. It didn't actually change anything, except for now they just added playoffs for the world for the college championship.
Well, because nobody knew how the not SBC, BCS,
CBS.
No,
BRD. PBS.
It was the Collegiate Bowl system or whatever.
HPV.
Yes, the HPV. BBC. Nobody knew how the BBC worked.
No one does understand the BBC. There's a lot of different versions of BBC.
Yeah.
I don't get them all. Some of them show like nudity and boobies.
It's like NBC 1, NBC 2, NBC 3.
But it's called BBC 1.
ESPN 8.
Yeah, the Ocho.
If it's almost a sport, it's on the Ocho. No, what? No, so the BBC works. So the weird thing about the BBC is, like, their news channels, like, report things that are happening. And as Americans, we're not used to that from news channels.
Oh, you have to have a whole written-up story on top of that.
Well, and you have to have 14 hours about the Kardashians or something.
Correct.
You know.
Correct. Who is it that said something about the Kardashians today?
Everybody on the planet, because they're the Kardashians.
Was that you?
I know. That's the first time I've mentioned the Kardashians today. I haven't.
Maybe...
talked about the Kardashians.
I don't even know who I talked to today.
Maybe it was you.
No.
Is it Jeff? You and Jeff
talked about the Kardashians? Yeah, no.
I can see that you guys are hanging out talking about Kardashians. You and Chris are playing WoW.
What about Jenners? Do we talk about Jenners too, or just people who still go by Kardashian?
I don't know.
Because you got Kylie and Kendall, but they're Jenners, not Kardashians.
Yeah.
But that's like saying that Emilio Estevez isn't a Sheen, you know?
He isn't. He's an Estevez.
Right? And so, but that's the thing. So is Martin Sheen not an Estevez?
I don't know.
If it was Martin Estevez and Joe Sheen, would Joe have been the one that became popular? Or is Joe Estevez just, you know, the name's not the reason he's floundering? It's a good counterpoint.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Zappity.
Good Lord. This is why we're the worst podcast in the world.
This is just one of them.
Why do you people still listen to us? At least no one talks about us in the forums anymore. That's true.
Our threads just wither and die. They're like, that's helpful.
Well, I'm just glad they're not filled with Rodimus Prime.
I am just
like our goddamn Facebook wall.
I'm holding in all my energy for a little bit.
You're gonna fall asleep trying to watch Westworld.
No, I'm not.
He's gonna be there. You driving the days.
I'll be sitting there. Shitting myself, enthralled with the TV.
We could talk about how long it took the Shays to hook up Discord.
So if anyone's used Discord, it's like there's all these. You go online, you have vent, you have to download a program. There's all these different things people have used over time. And Discord, it's literally you go to the website and you go. You know, you can download an app. Or you just click a link and it's a web browser. It's a voice chat in a browser.
Sure.
And I swear to God, it took Jeremy like 20 minutes to explain how to log into Discord to two of his brothers. Listening to Jeremy and his
Skype
brothers.
Skype exists.
Well,
Skype, yeah.
Skype's the same concept, but we've been using Discord.
Why?
Skype, it's a resource hog sometimes. It gets a bit obnoxious. We've been kind of going towards Discord.
It's also super easy to log in, too. You don't have to wait for it to log in.
Well, I've never seen. So it starts off with Jeremy having, because all we can hear is Jeremy, you know, trying to explain basic functionality to his two brothers who are, you know, his younger brothers, but they're still, you know, 20 plus. And then eventually one of them gets in, and then you can hear him just arguing forever and forever. It's like, just imagine Jeremy arguing with himself for 20 minutes, and then it's just a very interesting event. It was ridiculous. That's a story.
That's a good story.
The Shays. Just imagine playing a game and just having three Shays. It was getting ridiculous.
Do we have three Shays, or was it four Shays?
It was, it was...
Four Shays of Grey?
Yeah.
It was good. We did it well. It was
Brian Shay, Jeremy Shay, and the other Shay. Josh Shay, because their other brother, Daniel, doesn't play the game. Or he does play the game, but he wasn't there. Yeah. There's a lot of Shays.
If he doesn't play, he probably has a better ranking than Jeremy.
Yeah, maybe.
A couple of them. One of them qualified platinum as well for the competitive season, which is high.
Ridiculous. We aren't that high because we suck. But that's okay. We had fun. We had fun playing the Overwatch.
Yep. Are we going to do Zappity Grumbles? What should we do?
We were talking. Talk about Overwatch and how dumb Jeremy Shay is. Those are two great topics.
I asked Jeremy to come along today. He's like, I got to make the food.
Make the food?
He has to make food for himself. He couldn't come. He's like, who's going to eat?
He could just eat at Arby's like we all do.
I don't know.
I just ate gas station nachos on the way over here. I'm not even the one farting.
I ate Arby's earlier, and to prove that it wasn't Arby's that destroyed me, I ate it right before the podcast, and I'm not being destroyed.
You did that last podcast, too, so you've triple proved it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't Arby's. I'm safe. Fuck you.
What? Oh, that's Rodimus Prime. He's the best.
No.
Oh, what?
He's not.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No.
Plus, the question wasn't who's the best Prime, it's who's the coolest Prime. And again, there's a difference.
That's the wrong answer.
Who's cooler than him as a Prime?
Optimus.
Optimus isn't cool. He's a good guy, and he's a great dad. He's not cool.
He's very serious.
Yeah, he's not cool. He wouldn't let you, set his couch on fire, and then you all go, shoot beer bottles behind the high school. Like, he wouldn't do that shit.
I don't think Rodimus Prime would do that.
Hot
Rod would probably do that, but not Rodimus Prime. Rodimus Prime was just a cheap, lame ripoff of Optimus Prime. Hot Rod was a completely different
character. Hot Rod is everything Optimus Prime wish he could be.
Oh, my God.
That is true. Like, it's actually like a hero's journey kind of thing where you have Optimus Prime, who's terrible, and he learns what it means to be a Prime when he sees Rodimus Prime truly embrace leadership and coolness.
I want to die.
And he wants to die. He joined us. Now we're all on the same page. Woo-hoo! Hooray!
No, I'm not nihilist.
Suicide cast? No. Let's all just shoot ourselves in the head right now.
No, I'm just eating lots of cookie dough. I will never kill myself with violence. I would never kill.
You'll just cookie yourself.
I would just like. Why is Brian eating 10 loaves of bread in a row every day, all the time? No reason.
Let's have a race. You eat cookie dough, and I'll eat Burger King chicken nuggets, and we'll see who dies first.
Oh, nice.
Can we live stream it then?
Yeah.
Take donations.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
We can do that. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
I'll eat 100 chicken nuggets live. Fuck it. Whatever. Suck on that.
Hertz Donuts in town was having a contest. Who can eat these donuts? They're having a contest. You could call a joint. It was like these massive donuts. Like you had a minute and 3 seconds to eat a donut.
Sure.
And then if you got a shirt if you won, and their shirts are amazing because their shirts are you get free donuts for a year from them. So they're.
Hertz, I thought the shirt was like a discount.
No, it's free donut. It's a free donut for a year. Their shirts are very hard to come by and very.
Yeah.
Precious.
It sounds like you said Hertz Donut at the beginning.
Hertz.
But Hertz Donut.
Hertz Donuts.
Hertz Donuts. They're good. They open up. Remember?
I've brought some to work.
They're good. They weren't worth the hour wait at the time. But now if you can just go in and get donuts finally, then they're perfectly fine.
Oh, my God.
I got some s'mores earlier because they were good.
Andy's making noises. Andy's, whatever, Andy.
Whatever.
There's more fucking tweets about Hot Rod.
You know why? Because he's great.
He's not.
Hey, how many times did he get killed like a bitch? At least one fewer than Optimus.
Well, if you got the movies, Optimus died in the movies too.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
I mean, both movies.
Oh yeah, both. Yeah, absolutely.
Hot Rod's died multiple or never. Hot Rod's never died, and Optimus just dies every like two movies.
Right. Is Hot Rod even in the Michael Bay ones?
No.
That's another point in his favor. So not only. Would he totally buy you a case of beer?
Again.
And doesn't die like a bitch and knew not to be in the Michael Bay films. Like his agent's like, Michael Bay's revamping the thing. He's like, nah, bro, I'm cool.
It's not Hot Rod at all.
I see Hot Rod as Brad Pitt in True Romance, just with the honey bear bongs. Just that's Hot Rod. Just chilling. He doesn't need no Michael Bay money. He's cool.
For audio listeners, I'm shaking my head very hard.
But you're envisioning Hot Rod on that couch with a honey bear bong.
Now I am, and that's no, it's wrong.
Yeah. He's cool. It's all right, bro.
That way, and then to the right.
Brad Pitt's magnum opus.
Yeah. Yeah. That is his best film. It's like Val Kilmer's best film, too.
No, I don't think True Romance is Val Kilmer's best film.
Yeah. What is Val Kilmer's best film then?
Tombstone?
Probably Tombstone.
Or Top Gun.
Yeah, or Tombstone. He's your Huckleberry.
I think Dennis Quaid.
We were friends, I don't think I can bear it.
We're talking about this again.
What?
The everlasting battle.
No, but good for
between me and Nate, Tombstone or Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, and Tombstone's 1,000 times better than Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Because Wyatt Earp doesn't have Val Kilmer in his best film role ever.
But I can't think of a better film role of Val Kilmer.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Yeah, I was going to say Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
But he's still better in Tombstone.
Right, he personally is better in Tombstone, but Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is a goddamn masterpiece.
That's a movie that's amazing that people haven't seen. I'm like, I feel sorry for them.
It shouldn't be an obscure film. It should be everybody's most quoted film.
But when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, I'll watch this film. It's got Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. Maybe it's neat. And you watch it, like, holy fuck, that was one of the best things I've ever seen. Why isn't everyone watching this right now?
Have you seen Wonderland?
With Val Kilmer?
Yeah, it's Val Kilmer in it.
No.
No.
Was it the one where he was a ninja?
No.
All right, then I didn't see it.
Was he fat Val Kilmer or skinny?
I think before he really got fat.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Our special guest speaker on the topic today is Brian's stomach.
It might be getting worse.
Yeah. You're dying.
Help. I'm glad it's not smell. It's noisy. It's making noise, but And eventually it's going to smell, and then we're going to have to end the podcast.
It's mostly blood coming out.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was so good, and nobody watched it, and then they re-released it as Nice Guys, and the same thing happened. It's like really good, and nobody saw it.
I didn't like Nice Guys.
I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it. I know the director makes kind of quirky films, but I really want to
see it. Granted, I did see the movie with Jim.
Yeah.
So that was probably tainted, but it... If I felt like a lot of the jokes were all in the trailers,
sure,
and I mean, it didn't feel like it was doing anything new. It felt like everything was just cliche all the way through it, for me.
One of these days, it's on my to-do list.
Did you get around to seeing Swiss Army Man?
No, it's not on like.
I don't think it's on any of the channels. It'll probably be on like the movie channel.
I can rent it, but I can't see it for free yet.
Sure, and the Redbox is just too expensive.
Well, I never use Redbox.
All right.
The problem with Redbox is I drive by Redbox. I'm like, man, I could rent a movie, but then eventually I have to take it back. I will always pay the extra $3 to watch it via my PlayStation or Amazon because I don't need to take it back anywhere.
Sure.
That's just because. But if I work like at a Redbox in the basement, I would.
Like, there's a Redbox a block from your house.
Ooh, that was bubbly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jesus fuck.
That went up my back.
There's a Redbox like a block from your house.
Yeah, a block from my house. There's a video store a block from my house, too, I don't go to because it's a block from my house.
Oh, wouldn't that be horrible if somebody put a Redbox right in front of the
that one smell.
Of the video store?
Yeah.
We need to end the podcast soon here because my chair is going to be destroyed.
Go to the tweets and the Facebooks because I know that people posted stuff because I was trying to play Tomb Raider and my phone kept vibrating.
Who would win in a fight?
Rodimus Prime.
Donatello or Rodimus Prime?
Did you say Ronatello?
I said Donatello.
You said Donatello.
I don't know which one Donatello is. Is it which?
Purple, bow staff, nerd.
Yeah.
All right. A turtle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is one I have to go
Rodimus Prime.
With Rodimus Prime because he's a like 100-foot tall robot.
Yeah.
Not 100-foot tall. Probably like maybe.
Also,
he transforms into a normal car, so probably about 30-foot.
Sure. So he's a 30-foot tall robot with guns made out of metal, where Donatello is tied for being second or third best Ninja Turtle.
I want to see a Transformer Ninja where it just spins the car, people get it, and he just transforms, and people get shredded, and he goes
I've seen
Bible Fellowship had a comic that was that.
Yeah.
They also had one where like they don't want to help people. Like there's a guy getting mugged, and they don't want to get involved, so one transforms into a car, a pickup, and the other one transforms into like a fridge in the back of the truck, and they just drive past nonchalantly so they don't have to rescue the people. But yeah, unanimous, Rodimus Prime.
The Saint is a movie I was trying to think of earlier. Thank you, Non-Euclidean Nick.
That's not a bad
movie. It's not a bad movie. It's nowhere near the quality of the other ones, but it is kind of
It's no Kiss Kiss.
It's Val Kilmer trying to like start a spy franchise.
Well, it already was a franchise.
Well, kind of. A book franchise.
It's a show. There was a TV show for many seasons.
Ah, there you go.
And then, yeah.
All right. Since Hot Rod has blasters built onto his arms, why didn't he use those instead of jumping onto Megatron?
Because he was trying to be more physical.
I mean, I guess Ratchet was dead already, so Prime could just blow them both away and then just repair Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, panic. He panicked. Or maybe it was out of arm ammo. Or maybe he wanted Optimus to die so that he could get a promotion.
Nick actually posted a picture about Red Hots, and I guess those agree.
What? Red Hots are great.
Yeah.
It's just, does it just say, do you agree to a picture of Red Hots? Was there context?
Am I doing this right, which is just a picture of Red Hots?
Oh, yeah. Red Hots are good.
Yeah. But they're not Hot Rods, though.
They're Red Hotimus Prime.
I see what he did there.
I like how Thort.
Thort.
He's a god now. He's now Thor.
No, don't give him that.
I like how Tort has changed his Twitter handle or his image to Hot Rod now.
Nice.
He did. Did he change his name on one of those things too?
Probably. Oh, God damn it. All right, so that's it for tweets, unless something else comes in.
Just you being trolled about Hot Rod?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, good. I'm glad that's a thing.
I'm not.
That's fine. You gotta admit, he's pretty cool. All
right, have you played Scythe, and what do you think of it?
I like it. We played a couple times.
Yeah, we played a few
times. I stopped bringing it up because I know an expansion's coming out soon, and whenever I know there's an expansion coming, I like to wait for the expansion to start playing it again.
Sure.
So, and they actually made it, the Scythe was a Kickstarter. It's a fun game, but they basically just made 3,000 copies of the add-on, because they made it one for everyone who did the Kickstarter. Not even ask them. We said we made all these copies. Everyone who did a Kickstarter can like click this link and well you can buy one directly from us and they don't worry about it.
That's cool.
So I'll be doing that in the next couple days.
We didn't play it wrong the first couple times.
Yeah, we made some mistakes.
Just that one big one. It turns out we weren't alone about the piggybacking on your neighbors. We were having it trigger like every time instead of just when they finalize it or whatever.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I forget exactly how we did it wrong, but
played it.
So I didn't bring it a ton. I brought it a few times. It's a fun game. I just was holding up on it. Feast for Odin is a person on our message board, our chat message. I really want that game, but it's out of stock everywhere locally. Caverna made this game.
Ah, so it's .
But until it's different, it's different enough that it's you wouldn't replace it, like Caverna replaced Agricola. Feast of Odin will not.
That's good.
Any other Zappities?
We have a bunch here. What are some good card board games with easy setup and quick play, lunch hour type games? Something you're looking at, probably maybe a half hour to an hour.
Seven Wonders Duel.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you have more than two people, just Seven Wonders.
Yeah.
Boss Monster works.
Sure.
Works fast for a type of game like that.
There's a lot of games that are quick games that have longer setup time, like Hey, That's My Fish, that you can get on a tablet or on your phone and just eliminate the entire setup time. I mean, you can play Small World in like 15 minutes on a tablet.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the perfect one. Twilight Imperium.
Sure.
That'll work over a lunch period.
That's half right. I was going to say Twilight Squabble I just got as a Christmas present, and it's like a 10-minute Cold War game.
Wait, am I saying the wrong one?
No, you're saying it right. Twilight Imperium.
Yeah, the it's like, ship battle one.
Yeah, it's like a six-hour game. It's a good mid-length game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a game, yes, that you can play where you're just yawning and going to sleep, yes.
Fortress America,
that is a fast game.
Depending on how long your lunch break is.
I know definitely the game that they'll help out is Greyhawk Wars. That definitely does not have a long setup time.
Jeremy played Bang a lot at lunch at his work.
Bang? Sure. Yeah, that's a card/dice game, isn't it?
It's just cards.
Well, I think you point people. I got different games thinking over. Yeah, like
no, the guns. One where you point at people is Cash and Guns.
That's what they play. You play like Cash and Guns.
Cash and Guns. Bang is the hidden role. You know, it's like a werewolf style game.
Ah, gotcha.
Where one person's the sheriff and one person's outlaw, and you're trying to shoot each other.
Ah, I have no idea what that is, and I lied. I meant the other one, Cash and Guns.
Fair. Cash and Guns is quick and fun, though.
It's quick.
So
that's a valid counterpoint. Legionnaires, so we got a zero on our social fun spectrum.
Just to send out to Legionnaires, just send me a PM over Facebook. I'll hook you up.
I did. So Facebook reminded me of a memory I had, which was how to pick what board game you should play that I had apparently shared a couple years ago, and it was like a flow chart. And I followed the flow chart. It's like, are you going to play with kids? And it's like, no. Do you want to take at least 2 hours? I said yes. And then do you want... You know, blah, 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 and it went to this. And then it said, do you want the most complicated rules ever? And if you said yes, it took you to Axis and Allies. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. Like, that game is tic-tac-toe levels as simple compared to some of the shit I play.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like, let me introduce you to Campaign for North Africa sometime, people. Like, you want, like there are 8-year doctorate courses to understand how to play some of these games.
We should really try playing Greyhawk Wars again. I haven't played it since like 20 years ago, and it was fun back then.
Yeah,
I have no idea if it will be fun now.
We could try Greyhawk Wars, and I'll bring Secession Wars, which is the BattleTech universe.
It's
the a grand scale, like, you know, the five houses, like Liao and Davis and whatever, battling against each other.
I bring War.
The card game? Yeah, that'd be good. But we'll go, if we go to, like, you know, 80s giant space theme battle things.
War of the Ring as well.
Slightly different, but I will play War of the Ring.
All right, let's go.
Ryan and I are going to go play now. No, that's not. You say there's expansions coming for that, so we can't play that. Or you have the
expansions. I have the expansions.
You have to sleeve them.
It's ready to go.
Oh, well, fuck it. We're done. We'll just play that instead of watching Westworld.
No.
Okay, never mind then. You're saved, Andy. We'll stick around.
Okay. Next.
Zappity.
Grumball.
Will the ATC be alcohol friendly? Nothing crazy, but if you want to have a drink with your game, would it be possible, or is it a no drinking venue?
We actually, I'll answer this one for you. It's actually heroin friendly.
Yes.
It's
actually heroin required.
Yeah.
I have to double check. I mean, the hotel, I mean, alcohol, I'm sure, is allowed. I don't recall whether it's, you know, if you're allowed to bring in your own or if you have to use the hotel bar, kind of like the WTC. Mm-hmm. But even, or not the WTC, the War Machine Weekend was.
Sure.
But even War Machine Weekend, like, people, just as long as you didn't have a fucking keg with you, you were okay.
Bring water jugs and fill it all with vodka.
Yeah, there is a bar inside the hall that the event will be taking place in. So there's a bar right there. So you can't bring your own, but
it's right there.
Right there. Like, your right arm goes there. Right there.
Yeah.
But no, there's a bar there in the hall. So you can't bring your own, buy on venue, but it'll be available.
Oh, you must buy alcohol on the venue
itself.
You can't bring it in.
That makes sense.
Zappity.
Grumble.
I actually have the answer for this already. Which faction has the best ADR when they change in January? I have the best answer for it. It's Convergence, because 4 out of 5 of their casters on the ADR.
Yeah, but it depends, because if Mom's the one that's not on it, there's an issue.
That's true, too.
Because then their ADR is literally their 4 worst casters.
True. True, but I mean...
Jesus Christ.
What?
You're just high on cookie dough.
I wouldn't call it high.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'm not sure when the ADR is going to change over. I wonder if it'll be before or after that Champions event. It would be fucking hilarious if it was like 2 days before the event and everybody just had to change their casters.
That's how we schedule our events. Yeah. We schedule them all right before big game changing things.
Travis has already assured us that we're going to release the errata like 2 days before the ATC.
Well, I mean, it's pretty interesting errata. He gave us a good peek of it anyway, so
yeah,
not that big of a deal.
No. Still can't believe they gave Mortar Nebra back to Convergence.
I've even got the card here.
Yeah, well, she can't show the card. He wasn't supposed to leak that to us. Jesus fuck. Zappity grumble.
Ooh, that one made me dizzy.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, how much blood can a person lose out of his ass before he passes out?
All of it.
Ooh, we're almost there.
Are you pointing your card at the camera? Yeah. Well, the picture's not in the middle there.
It's not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'll be there.
Good.
There'll be something there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Should be the chick from Metropolis.
That would be kind of cool. Of course, now I've backed out of here, and now I don't know where the Zappity Grumbles are. So this is helpful.
Are you on Facebook? I can get there.
I got them right now.
Yeah, but I can get there, too.
I'm there now.
He's a race.
Already there.
I feel like I'm dehydrated.
At what point should one... It was Zappity.
I already said Zappity Grumble.
We did? Okay. At what point should one admit that they might have an addiction?
I'm fine.
I mean, that's step one, is admittance of your addiction.
I have no problems.
Yeah. And if you choose not to take any of the steps, you don't have an addiction. And you're fine.
Right?
Yep.
Andy, you skipped one.
No.
You skipped Luke's. So nope. You did Leslie's, and then you jumped down to Jim's, but Luke had a very good input into it.
I can't see it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually guessing you literally can't see it. Like, you're so blinded with rage that you scroll right past pictures of Rodimus Prime.
If I hold down on it, it says delete or cancel. So...
I already liked it. You can't delete something I like. That's sending mixed messages.
I
mean,
guess what? I unliked it.
He looks so cool. His color scheme is so neat. That's a picture of a champion right there.
Well, do it. I liked it.
I have to wait for mine to update here so I can unlike it.
No. Andrew Grove says, how do you manage to fight enough to make the honor policy in Civ worth it?
The what?
Jeremy's not here to answer that question.
Andrew Grove said, how do you manage to fight enough to make the Honor Palace in Civ worth it?
We'll have to Jeremy come on next
None
time.
None of us play Civ 6.
Ask,
yeah. I tried to.
PM Jeremy on the Facebook, and he'll tell you.
Your Civ 6 is the best experience ever.
So frustrating. So frustrating.
Your video card, nope.
And my video card, all the stats are fine. Like, the actual performance stats blew it out of the fucking water. But it's like, I don't know what DirectX 10 is. Or 11, I think it's up to.
Yeah.
11. It's like, you motherfucker, why not?
It would be funny if it was DirectX 10.
No, I guess that's stuck on 9. Yeah. But yeah. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, it's not a hardware issue. It's like, you would think that their drivers could just be there, right? Like, It's not some obscure third-party thing. I think I have a NVIDIA or a GeoForce or somebody who's still making graphics card. Like, why aren't the drivers on there to update it so it can do DirectX 11 so I can play Civ 6?
Why
But instead,
not?
Nope.
Yeah, nope. I don't know Civ. I've never played any of the Civ games.
You'd probably hate them.
I know. Hold on. I do like micromanagement.
You probably like them.
It's like I played a lot of Masters of Orion 2.
Oh, and, yeah. And then fucking A, man.
I probably would love it, but I avoid it because I'm... If they give me too many options, I'm delving deep into those options, and then one day or 1 hour in the game will be 3 days of my life.
Sure.
And that ratio doesn't work well for me.
No, Civ 4, I didn't play 5 much, but Civ 4 with the Warlords expansion is one of my favorite turn-based strategy games along those styles experience. I played it like 1,000 goddamn hours of that game. Love it so much. I still depend. You stopped putting topics down.
I unliked it because he stopped shitting his pants.
No, he didn't.
I think Wait, is that the last started. Topic is where he shit his pants?
He just says... Jesus, fuck. All right, we're just going to take this away from Brian.
It's all better now. Hi, everybody. We have recommendations.
No, we have the last Zappity Grumble. Blood Bowl, new Blood Bowl, or new Grind. So from what I've heard about Grind is that they're returning back to the tape and measure style of it.
Oh, they're doing I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're doing a new version of Grind. I think it's just going to be something that's on the website.
If it's tape measure style, it's basically just going to be Guild Ball then.
Yeah.
Pretty much, and that's fine.
My guess is Travis is going to love it, and then we won't like it.
Well, the board game version of Grind had the dice pool mechanic of Monsterpocalypse, which is a really cool mechanic.
Yes, is a very one of their best ideas they've had, or used, or stolen, or whatever. However, it was great.
What I have heard is that new Blood Bowl is basically old Blood Bowl. Like, there is very little changes. Super and the changes I've heard are mostly to, like, the campaign mode, like seasons and injury healing and stuff like that, as opposed to if you play a game of Blood Bowl, it's the same as it was in Living Room 6.
A couple skills
are updated. Right. Minor changes. Some point values have changed a little bit here and there. Like, human catchers are cheaper now. But pretty much it's Blood Bowl. They're in the process of releasing all the other characters or all the other teams.
So I get it, given how minorly it changed, I would say if you had to get one, I would get new Grind, just because if you already own old Blood Bowl, you're not getting much of a new product.
The models are newer.
You get some awesome looking models.
The one their GW strength is their models, and they actually have a lot of new models. They're cool.
It's a larger scale, so the board is just slightly larger.
Oh, sure. So, you know, you have to buy new stuff. Makes sense.
You don't have to, because
you can just have tiny people.
No, well, you could do that, but I mean, like, there's a lot of charts out there that show, like, when you're making pass range passing actions with your character, there's actually squares that you can count out to see how far it is.
Can you count them
without using the
diagonally visual? Or do you only count them
punching in the head?
Abstractly.
Ostrichly.
Ostrich, yes.
Ostrich.
Yes. You have to play the game with an ostrich with you at all times, just pecking at your head.
It's like Joust.
Yeah.
Or Leonard Part 6.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Leonard Part 6 is the second worst thing Bill Cosby ever did.
What was the first one?
I'm going with raping a bunch of women. Okay. I thought that was pretty implicit.
Oh, I didn't know.
Did you think I was going to go Ghost Dad?
Yeah.
That raping women was like number 7, like way down the list?
Well, probably 3rd or 4th at the worst.
Considering
because he backed New Coke, right?
Yeah.
So that's up there.
considering it was coming from you, I thought it may be more on the list.
Boom.
If you're going to go with the running gag, never mind. I'm getting too dark. I'm not even fucking going there while we're on the air. Yeah.
We are a positive podcast.
Ooh, we're at 7:32. We have to make quick
recommendations.
Quick recommendations.
I am recommending a board game called The Great Western Trail. It's a new board game. It's fun. You herd cattle.
And then eat cookie dough.
I heard cattle. I was like, what's that?
And it was cattle. There they are. I found them. It's really, really cool. It reminds me a little bit of other games I've played.
It's a European game that teaches everybody about the American Wild West.
Yeah.
Because they know Europeans are obsessed with the American Wild West, actually. Like, that's their... because they have castles and shit everywhere. So, we're, all about swords and magic, and they're like, there's a castle in my backyard, and I don't like it because it's in the way, but they won't let me tear it down. And we're just like, fucking the West, cowboys, who gives a shit? And they're all, foaming at the mouth about it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But the game is like a worker placement game. It's a lot of fun. We'll be playing it tomorrow.
Euro style worker placement game?
I know, it's crazy. It's fun. It's amazing. It's up there. I need to play it more, but I love Terramystica. This game I love almost as much. Oh!
Now it's my surprise noise.
Oh, okay.
Because Hero likes to. It was also my "you're not a pod person" noise.
It's very, well, both games have a lot of multiple paths to victory, and I really like multiple paths to victory games. Yeah. Like, you can really customize it. Like, when you finish a game, it has kind of like a 5 tribes, 7 wonders. Like, you just rate all these different things you did. So it's kind of like that. You don't score anything till the end, and you have all these charts you have to go off of.
In my experience in 5 tribes and 7 wonders, I've found 0 paths to victory.
Well, there you go. There's many of them, whether you find one or not.
Yeah. There it is. I watched that guy use it. It wasn't me, though.
There you go.
That's how my games all go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing over here for a little bit, and then somebody wins the game. Yay!
Yeah.
Sometimes it's me.
Boom.
Shaka-waka. I'm going to recommend that if you're James Gunn, don't fuck up Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
He said it's his most favorite movie ever.
So it's going to be garbage, because every time creators say that, it's always fucking garbage.
Well, they always say it with their latest things, too. The trailer is beautiful.
Yeah. The trailer for the first one is one of my favorite trailers ever. Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't quite do the same thing, because, I mean, you really can't try to recapture the music, so they just, did it slightly different, but it's so good.
And it's still Vin Diesel doing the Groot voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of the post-processing, or if he actually does a cute little child voice in the booth. I heard he has a script. His script has actual words written out, so he knows what he's actually, quote-unquote, saying when he says, "I am Groot," but nobody else has that script, just him and James Gunn.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
That's what I heard. It's like his script says, I think you're right, friend, but I believe this. But he just says, "I am Groot," in what he thinks gets that message across.
That's amazing. Which makes it last, which makes the trailer even better.
Right. Yeah.
I watched the trailer multiple times. I was sad, then I watched it, then I was happy for a few minutes. I'm like, oh, that's what happens in life again. Watch the fucking trailer.
Damn it.
Yeah, watch the fucking trailer. Do me. You'll judging by the trailer, that both trailers so far, there is a lot of
Drax.
Drax is the highlight of both trailers.
When he's talking about giving a hug,
he has a great moment in the new one.
I feel like there may be a cuteness overload with Baby Groot.
I think they're pushing Baby Groot hard. With a lot of
bandwagon stuff.
They're pushing Groot hard, but I don't know if he'll be pushed that hard in the film, or if it's just they know that that's the sugar that people want in the trailer.
Yeah.
Let's stop podcasting right now and watch the trailer again.
We'll watch it before we go home.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Here's what I'll actually recommend. It's going to be a blind recommendation because these people are 2 for 2, and I'm sure they'll be 3 for 3. But in 2 days, Last Guardian comes out, and I've been waiting literally a decade for this game. And Ico and Shadow of the Colossus are both works of art. This guaranteed to be good. Like, I am guaranteeing this as strong as I'm sure Brian would have guaranteed Mass Effect 3, and I hope that it doesn't bite me as hard.
I mean, Last of Us 2 trailer came out. I recommend that game, right? It's probably still a year and a half away.
Yeah. Last Guardian is a day and a half away, and so, waiting a fucking decade for that thing.
I remember watching people play Shadow of the Colossus, and they just, climbed up people's ankles a lot, and they fell off.
Well, if you're better, you get further up.
Gotcha. It's basically a puzzle that you have to complete on every single monster or the colossuses that you kill.
Oh, the story's so good in that. It's just fucking art.
It's Yeah. My recommendation is a kind of a small one. I picked up a couple games over.
What?
Because of the smallness.
Yeah, over Black Friday on the PS4 store, I picked up a couple games. One was Shadow of Mordor, which I know Brian has recommended before. It's a pretty fun game. I did pick up Skyrim, which was okay so far. I'm not liking it as much as I like Fallout 4. But I picked up Mad Max, and that game is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
nothing's more fun than just literally getting into your junk car and just revving that engine. You see the fire come out because of your engine.
That's my wife.
Yeah, seeing your engine spew out gas out of the tailpipe, and it's burning on the ground as you fly off into the sunset. It is so good.
Game is amazing.
It needs more people to get it. So, you know, if you go to a used place, pick it up for $10 or $15, or just go buy it on the store. I think it's like
you'll only get a good 20 to 30 hours of gameplay out of it.
Yeah, it is a lot of vehicular combat. There's a lot of the combat is very Batman-esque, like Arkham.
The hand-to-hand stuff, yeah. Arkham and you haven't seen a lot of the combat yet, too, so I can't even say anything about the game.
Yeah,
but
it is really good. We have not played War Machine Tactics that much. So somebody had asked in chat about War Machine Tactics, and we have not played it much.
Yeah.
I like XCOM. XCOM is a great game.
XCOM has been my favorite game for 20 years.
You haven't got 2 yet, have you? And it's out on the PS4.
I've not got XCOM 2 yet. I've got too many games right now.
Yeah.
Knock it off. All right, we're going to stop it now.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Okay, love you. Bye. Go watch Westworld.
Someone clean my seat.
I have to pee. So goodbye. We're going to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer, and then we're going to watch Westworld, and someone's going to pee, and someone's going to clean our pants, and Andy's going to make faces. The end.
Don't look at that.
That's for you. It's warm.
Just burn it.
Damn it.